Very much, because not all that started this week, O Lord, have seen this hour. We thank you for the blessings we received, O Lord, abundantly on Sunday services. We thank you for watching over our lives, our going out, our coming in. We thank you for preserving us, O Lord, for more evil, for more wicked plans of the enemy. We thank you for answers to prayers. Thank you for helping the workers. Thank you for helping the business people. Thank you for helping the students, O Lord, our God. We are grateful unto you for making a way for us to be here this evening for this midweek prayer meeting. Thank you indeed, O Lord, for this wonderful love you have shown unto us before the foundation of the world. We appreciate you. Thank you very much, Lord, for the song service. Thank you for the hymns, O Lord, our God, and choruses that have been sung, O Lord, to exalt your name, to express our gratitude unto you. It's been so wonderful. Thank you for the song leader. Thank you for everyone at their post of duty. We pray that you replenish him, O Lord, and bless your people. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have come again this evening. We commit this service to your hands. We pray that you take the preeminence, Lord. May you have your way, Lord. May you glorify your name. If there be anyone still on their way coming, hasten their footsteps down safely, Lord. Bless the ministration of your word, O Lord. Grant it, Heavenly Father. And in the hour of prayer, may you anoint each and every one of us, Lord. Father, heal the sick, O Lord, and the afflicted, O Lord. May you baptize souls to the Holy Ghost, O Lord. May you turn backsliders unto you. May you touch the heart of sinners, Heavenly Father. Bring conviction upon their heart, O Lord. Grant it, Heavenly Father. May the weak be able to say, I am strong. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be your name, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Bless the rest of your people in this nation and other nations, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Shall we please turn in our Bible again this evening to Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3. Read from verses 10 to 15. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree that bringeth forth not good, bringeth not forth good fruit, is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, For he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. And John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. Amen. May the Lord bless his word this evening to our heart. Shall we please be seated? God bless you. Come ourselves to church in the name of our precious Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. We want to continue from where we stopped last 3 weeks, Wednesday on the 4th of this month. It becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Praise the Lord. We saw in the beginning of the sermon why Jesus Christ our Lord was baptized. Not for repentance, because he had no need of any repentance. And he was the pure, holy, and unadulterated Son of the living God. But he was baptized for one purpose, I mean for one reason, because he was the high priest. And the prophet referred us to the scripture of Exodus 29 verses 4 to 7, that the high priest, before he could be anointed with the olive oil in the Old Testament, has to be washed with water, and then the anointing of oil was placed upon him. Praise be to God. And prophet made us to know that our Lord Jesus Christ, being our high priest today in the New Testament, was first of all washed at River Jordan before the anointing of the Holy Spirit could come upon him. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And the prophet made us to know that Jesus was a beautiful type of us today as priests unto God, that we must first confess our sins and be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of our sin. And he made us to know here that no minister should enter the pulpit without first of all being baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ. And we saw that it was Jesus, he told the disciples that they should go and tarry in the city of Jerusalem, that wait for the promise of the Father. And he told them that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name, beginning from Jerusalem. Is that right? Prophet said that it was at Jerusalem that the Holy Ghost poured down upon the people on the day of Pentecost. And then he said here again, he said, that is where the Holy Ghost fell and anointed first. So a minister or any believer must first be washed from his sins in the name of Jesus Christ, and then anointed with the Holy Ghost to bring forth a testimony for God. Amen. And Christ was God's testimony, because God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So when Jesus came to John, John said, I need to be baptized of thee. Comest thou to me? Jesus said, suffer it to be so now, for it is becoming unto us to fulfill all righteousness. Let's go to paragraph 93. paragraph 93. In other words, John, you are a mighty man. Praise the Lord. You are a great, mighty prophet. And your revelation of me is exactly the truth. That is, your revelation of me is exactly the word. You know who I am. You know because your ministry didn't come from man. Your ministry came from God. Because John, in John chapter 1 verse 7, it tells us that there was a man sent, I believe, chapter verse 6, please. There was a man sent from God whose name was John, chapter verse 7. The same came for a witness. For a witness. To bear witness of the light that all men through him might believe. Amen. So Jesus and John, Jesus knew, recognized John the Baptist to be the forerunner of him. Because it was prophesied of John 800 years before he was born that he was going to be the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Amen. Make straight a pathway for our God. So John, Jesus knew this, and John had already testified that when the Jews sent priests and Levites unto John to come and ask him, "Are you Elijah?" He said, "No." "Are you that prophet was to come that was spoken in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 15? He said, "No." "But who are you?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness." Blessed be the name of the Lord. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Then if you are not the one, the prophet, why are you baptizing? He said, "But the thing is this. It is given to me to do this." And if you read here in this scripture, that John the Baptist, when he was preaching, the Bible said that the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the Sadducees, they came to the baptism of John. And then when he looked at them, he said, "Ye generation of vipers, who has forewarned you that you should escape from the wrath that is to come?" Said, "Don't begin to say that we have Abraham as our father. But the only thing I want to tell you is this. Bring forth fruit meet unto repentance. And don't begin to say that we have Abraham as our father, because God is able to raise up from these stones, seed unto Abraham." Blessed be the name of the Lord. And the Bible made us to know further that the people that were sent, that were sent by the Jews, were Pharisees and Sadducees. And they could not believe his word. They could not believe the message of John the Baptist, the light who came to forerun, to show the light that was to come. Though John the Baptist testified of Jesus Christ, that "John, I am not the one, but there is one coming whose shoes I am not even worthy to loose the latchet of it. I baptize you with water unto repentance, but the one that is coming after me is going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire." And he made them to know also that, look, though the one that I'm before is has been before me and is preferred before me. Though I baptize you with water, but to come and baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Remember this, that Brother Ben made us to know that John the Baptist was the prince of all the prophets. Praise the Lord. And they made us to know that when John the Baptist came and he was baptized, and they came to him, and he told them these things, They could not believe him because they didn't have, they were not ordained unto eternal life. And I want to say here this evening, you can never fulfill all righteousness until the word of God is revealed to you personally. Are you following me? Listen, you can only do righteousness, no, fulfill the righteousness of God until God gives you revelation. Until then, you are only just a church member. Because revelation is what God gives to you personally. May God help us. Oh my. Let me read something to us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So, Jesus was testifying of John the Baptist. Listen here. Now, Jesus was testifying of John. In other words, after he told John, suffer it to be so now, because he, Jesus, being the witness, he was the true witness of God's testimony. Because God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. And the Bible made us to know that he came to his own, that Jesus now, and his own received him not. But to them that received him, who believed in his name, he gave them power to become sons and daughters of God, who were born not of blood, not of flesh, nor the will of man, but of the will of God. Amen. And John, and Jesus was testified of John here. Listen. In other words, paragraph 93 now. In other words, John, you are a mighty man. You are a great mighty prophet. Hallelujah. And your testimony and your revelation of me is exactly the word of God. You know who I am. You know because your ministry didn't come from man. Your ministry came from God. You weren't taught this in a seminary. But at the age of 9 years old, you went into the wilderness because you were born an odd, peculiar child. And from your very birth, God began to deal with you. And even before your birth, the prophet saw you. And you are a light of this age. And in the wilderness, you know who I am. Because God in the wilderness told you there will be a sign following me. And you've already bore witness of it. And you know it. And you know who each, and we know who each other are. You know each, we know each other. And then it is true that you need to be baptized of me. But let's suffer it that to be so. For John, if we are the light of this day, we must fulfill all righteousness. All God's work must be fulfilled by us for this day. For it is becoming to us. Be whom it is becoming. It is for us. For if we are the true witnesses of God today, John, we are the lights of this age. And if we are the lights of this age, there are so many scriptures that has got to be fulfilled during this age. And it is up to us. Hallelujah. It is up to us to see that all God's righteousness is fulfilled. And what is righteousness? Is work. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Please kindly give us this sermon here. 55:0501. Without revelation, you can never fulfill all righteousness. Praise the Lord. Because John, he told us in chapter 3 here, he said, no man can receive anything except it were given unto him from God. Praise the Lord. Paragraph 25, please. Let us look at Abel here in the Old Testament. As we all know, well, maybe this may come new to some people. Listen to this. We are talking about having revelation, receiving revelation, which can only be given to individual personally. Amen. Thank you. Now, how will ever know to bring a lamb? And he was taught by the same father and mother. And care was the only way. The Bible said it was by faith that he offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, showing that he was just. In other words, he was justified in the sight of God. And God gave him a revelation what the plan of salvation was. The title of the sermon is "The Faith That Was Once Delivered to the Saints." Are you there? Now, that was through the shedding of blood, not the offering of building churches and coming with great intellectual faith and saying, certainly, listen, Cain said, "God, I believe in you. Certainly, I believe, no, I bow down here." No, listen to the prophet here. Listen to the serpent still speaking, oh, "I believe in you, God. Certainly, I will bow down here." Listen to the prophet. No man facing eternity could ever come falsely. When he knew that his eternal destination rested upon him finding favor with God. So the man came up with a true heart before God and said, "Lord, I believe in you, and I offer unto thee this beautiful altar, this beautiful church, and I bring my substance, and I tithe, and I kneel on my knees, and raise my hands to worship you, Jehovah. Will you receive me?" Just as religious as he could be, but he failed to have the direct revelation. But Abel, being in the favor with God, brought a lamb, not beautiful, pulling the little old fellow with a grapevine around his neck up to be killed. It was bleeding and carrying on. Threw it up in the rock and took a sharp rock and chopped his little neck until it bled to death. But by faith, he did it, having a spiritual revelation of what God required. You get it? Now, when they come up, when they come off of man transfiguration, that is Jesus now, and Peter, James, and John. When they came up, when they come down, Jesus of Nazareth asked his disciples, "Who does man say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And some say, "Well, you are Elias." And some say, "You are the prophet." He said, "But what do you say I am?" And Peter speaking right out said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Listen, he said, "Blessed art thou, Simon by Jonah," right? His father said, "For flesh and blood hath not revealed this to thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against it." Now, the Catholic Church wants to say it was built upon Peter, the little stone. The Protestant Church says it was upon Christ, the cornerstone. But look at the scripture. It wasn't upon either. It was upon the spiritual revelation that God gave Peter. The same thing he gave Abel at the rock, the altar. He gave Abel spiritual revelation of what the plan of God was. And he gave Peter, not by flesh and blood, not by saying prayers or going to church, but by spiritual revelation. "Blessed art thou, Simon, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this to thee, but my Father which is in heaven has revealed it to you. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it."
If you notice that church there, it's capital C Church. The Bible said, the church of the living God is built upon those fear the Lord. So, the gates of hell will fight tooth and nail, but it will never prevail against her. Now, you see why we have so many different denominations. You see why we have so much confusion. One believing this, and the other one believing that. Because the spiritual revealed truth has to come through God alone. Hallelujah. The one is hid from the eyes of the wise and prudent. God said so, and he revealed this to babes such as will learn. So, be a baby. We thank the Almighty God. It is, we have found favor in his sight. It is amazing grace. It is his predestination. It is his election. There is nothing any man can do about it. When God gives revelation to somebody, nobody can collect it from him. Because it is permanent. He draws something in the life of that man, that woman, that boy, that girl. Be a baby. Humble yourself and say, oh God, here I am. Just make yourself known to me. I love you. God will reveal himself to you. He will make himself known to you. He will make himself known. You see, notice that when John saw Jesus coming as an ordinary man, not any different in stature, perhaps, than the average man, he walked right through the crowd, and nobody knew him. He went right through the pool of Bethesda, and all around. Sometimes they will get to fusing with him. The Pharisees, he would just walk right out of the crowd, and they couldn't tell him from anybody else. They all wore beards and robes, so they all look alike, no different. But John, when he was standing preaching, being the forerunner, as a little history of it, maybe true, maybe not, I can't say, but said he was preaching on that day about 11 o'clock and debating with the priest across the river. Anyhow, we know he was at the river baptizing. And he turned and looked, and here comes Jesus walking down the hill, coming to the bank of the Jordan. And when John looked quickly, he knew him. Oh man, and said, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Do you get it? Behold means to look up to. From that period, from that time henceforth, no more John is to be looked, Jesus was to be looked up to. Amen. Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Over in the book of John, he said, I knew him not. He was like any other man. That's Jesus now. But he had, he that told me in the wilderness to go baptize with water, said, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on, the same shall baptize with the Holy Ghost and fire. Amen. Get it? Upon whom thou shalt see. Do you see that quote now? Revelation. To John and John alone. Didn't say the audience. Amen. That's why the prophet taught us that, look, a person can see by your side, you see by side by side like that. Somebody be getting the word of God. Somebody, the person next to you may be getting it. May God help us. John didn't say the audience. John bear record. See the Spirit of God. John was anointed. John was given the privilege to introduce him. John was the only one that knew anything about it. For it was given to John alone. And he bear record. Said, I saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, and it went upon him. And a voice speaking from this dove, saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him. Oh my, there you are. Spiritual revealed truth. Nobody else saw it. Or the scripture doesn't declare it. If they did. But John bear record. Amen. It was revealed to John it was as it was revealed to Abel, as it was revealed to Peter, as it was revealed to every believer here tonight. Something that you can't explain it. John couldn't go on all the diagnosis and say this is the way it was and this is the way it was. He said, I saw the Spirit of God that settles it. And God told me in the wilderness, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him. The same is he that we baptize with the Holy Spirit, with the Holy Ghost and fire. So I know it is him. Amen. That settles it. Praise the Lord. May God help us. One time, a guy said that he has a spiritual husband. And we dealt with it. And, you know, if you say you have a spiritual husband and you are still believing, you have a demon on you. Because I don't know. You need deliverance. If you are not yet being delivered, something is wrong somewhere. Now, let me advise you. And you get, it is good to have friendship in the church. But be careful of what you listen to. Are you listening to me? Be careful of what you are listening to. Don't let anybody, put and, wrong influence you wrongly that, there is a spiritual husband. There is nothing like that. It is a demon. And that demon needs to be cast out. And if that demon in you has not yet been cast out because you are not willing, are you worshiping that demon? What is wrong? What is wrong? May God help us. Look, you cannot pamper demon in this assembly. There is no time to pamper demon. Look, if you need salvation, come. If you need deliverance, come. And that evil spirit will be cast out of you. Don't let that evil spirit spread among these young girls. You are better than what you are doing, you young girls in this assembly. Okay, you must fulfill all righteousness. Are you following me? Truth is bitter, but must say it. You can't kill me because of it. You can't harm me because of it. But I must tell you. There is nothing like spiritual husband. Ministers. There is nothing like spiritual husband. There is nothing like spiritual husband. Look, if you want to believe in spiritual husband, go to denominations. Hey. You need deliverance. And if you are not ready, then it means you are worshiping that demon. How long will you continue that kind of thing? How do you expect to be filled with the Holy Spirit? Then you just continue like that. You continue like that. You continue like that. Then you get to a place that you go and marry. Because you are already mature. May God have mercy upon your own soul. Truth is truth, oh. And it must be dealt with. Believers today must fulfill all righteousness. We are not here to pamper demons. We are to deal with them and cast them out. Truth is truth. May God help you. Spiritual husband, spiritual. How long will you come to have spiritual husband? Notice, this is Jesus now, after he was baptized. There he went into the wilderness for 40 days, fasting and praying. Came out anointed. See what the Holy Ghost did to him. Amen. After he was baptized now, anointed by the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit drove him into the wilderness, away to himself. Can we say amen to that? Before you say amen, listen. Every man and woman that is born of the Spirit of God and receive the Holy Spirit, it will drive you away from your associate. That is the message. Amen. Look, the Holy Spirit is still separating people today. Because why? This truth, this word of God, which is the righteousness of God, calls for total separation from all unbelief. I'm going to stop. Just bear with me. Let me just finish this little quote here. You love the Lord? Oh, goodness me. Every man, every woman that has been born of the Spirit of God and received the Holy Spirit, it will drive you away from your associates to be alone. Amen. Communion, fellowship in the wilderness alone. What is fellowship? But Abraham was that old man. He asked the prophet one day, but Abraham, do you know what fellowship is? He said, I guess I know. He said, two fellows in a ship. It is going to be you, brother, and Jesus alone. It's going to be you, sister, and Jesus alone. Fellowship, communion. That is when you have the genuine Holy Spirit, true genuine water baptism. I mean, true genuine repentance before we go to water. May God help us. It is becoming unto us to first of all have genuine repentance. Then we go to water in the name of Jesus Christ. Then you are filled with the Holy Spirit. Because God is duty bound to do that. Glory be to God. Amen. And there, all right? And there is a bit. Part 31, please. 31. 31. And there is a visible light in the shape of a dove. What a faith he had. That's Jesus now, our Lord. What a faith he had. Walk. Thank you, my brother. Walk. Walk about calmly. Amen. His persecutors on every side, making fun of him. Blasphemers, babblers. They didn't see anything good in Jesus. Why? Because they were spiritually blinded. Because they didn't have any representation from above in their soul. May God help us. They were all around him. His soul received him not. But he walked right steady, knowing just exactly that God was in him, ordaining his destination. Amen. There you are. Every person that is born of the Spirit of God, that knows the Holy Spirit is in you, rest assured. God knows your destination. Walk calmly before him. That is the admonition this evening. Walk calmly before Jesus. Amen. Just be steady. Let nothing trouble you. Let nothing bother you. Jesus is in control. Sure you have the Holy Spirit? My oh my. Keep steady. It is well. Amen. And walk calmly before him. Nothing bother our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. His critics, he didn't move in. He didn't bother Jesus. Anybody might want to criticize you. It won't bother you. It won't move you. Walk calmly before him. Let's bow our heads. Think on these things, brothers and sisters. Think of these things. The word of God is ever true. The word of God cast out devils. Cast out demons. Set the captive free. There is power in the spoken word of God. Heaven and earth will pass away. His word will never pass away unfulfilled. Nothing will ever move a Holy Spirit filled man or woman. No, sir. He or she is bound to fulfill all righteousness. Because because there's a light witnessing in him. As a son of God, he's a daughter of God. That is why the promise of the Holy Spirit, baptism in the soul, is a reality. It's a reality. Let's think on these things. It's another prayer meeting time. Let's meditate on these things, brothers and sisters. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father, which is in heaven. Upon this rock confession, revelation, I will build my church. And the gates of hell, individual, having that personal revelation in him, in her, the gates of hell will not prevail against him. The gates of hell will not prevail against her. Husband and wife, filled with the Holy Spirit, the gates of hell will not prevail against them. Days of fusing is past. Days of fighting and quarreling is past. Because something is working inside the man, inside the woman. Don't let these things pass over your head. Let me remind you, boys and girls, young ones, teenagers, in this assembly, don't forget that the prophet said that spirits congregate. Spirits congregate. Be careful of what you discuss. Don't give yourself an evil spirit to enter into you. Believing rubbish, believing trash. Something that will weaken your faith. If you have stubborn spirit, if you are doing anything wrong, whether at all anywhere, you better call for mercy. Call for deliverance, call for prayer. The pastor is there. Expel your thought to your pastor. That is one of the righteousness we must fulfill. That is the word of God. Explain your thought to your pastor means explain your thought to your pastor. Not explain your thoughts among church members. Among your friends. Be careful of catching evil spirit. Useless demon. They can never have power. That is why That's why Sam was saying the other day, who tells you, young boy, who tells young girl, that God cannot fill with the Holy Spirit? Who tells you? It's because you are not ready. Discussing rubbish, trash among yourselves. Be careful. Let your heart be your altar. Let your heart be your altar. Whether you raise up hands, whether you don't raise up hands, whether you come to the altar, you don't come to the altar, let your heart be your altar. As I call on the pastor to come and ask his blessing upon each one of us in this garden this evening. We are here to pray. Oh,
most gracious Heavenly Father, we are grateful unto you again for our gathering tonight, for this midweek meeting. Though you have taught us that we should cast all our cares upon you, for you care for us. That is why we have come. At this time we come, you have never allowed us to go back the same that we came. You always say something that will be of help, that will be a blessing, that will be deliverance, that bring us closer unto you. Thank you again tonight. Our Master and our God, your word has gone forth in simplicity, though short, but it has its effect. We are praying, Master, that as many as this word has been touched, for one thing or the other, those on the altar, those that raise their hands, Lord, meet us at the point of our knees. Let the word bring deliverance unto us, Lord. Let it set us completely free from every foolishness of the enemy, in whichever way he might want to rear up his ugly head. Lord, may you let him be defeated in our lives, Lord. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name. The position that you have placed us undefeated, may we ever remain there, Lord. As many as are not yet filled with the Holy Ghost, that bring revelation, Father, may you fill them with the Holy Ghost, Lord. Those already filled, may you refill them, Lord. Heal the sick and the afflicted, set the captive free, destroy the works of the enemy, uphold your purpose, your plan, and program concerning our lives. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name, Lord. As many, O God, as have been taught, wherever they might have had that, spiritual husband or whatever, we know it is walking of the devil. Father, we pray, O God, that the preaching of your word may cast out such demons, Lord, for your glory and for your honor. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be thy name, Lord. So we'll be going into prayers. We ask, O God, you inspire us to pray as we commence saints. Thank you, we bless and worship you. Replenish your servant that you have used. Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Let's sing that chorus once again, three times, before I hand over to the associate pastor. I stand fast, Lord, oh, the Lord never ceases. His mercy is never come to an end. They are new every morning. New every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great. Are we all singing? Raise up a hand.
Stand fast, Lord, of the Lord, never.
Just think on the word is meditate upon the word is.
It's back up to an end. Oh yeah, you every morning, you every morning, great is thy faithfulness, oh Lord, oh great is thy.
One more time.
Gracious Father, we thank you very much for this privilege we have to be in your house for this midweek prayer meeting. We are grateful unto you for the blessings we have received right from the worship service to the preaching of your word, Lord, and through the prayer session. We thank you for your word that we have heard, which we know will never return unto you void. But you always said to accomplish that which you please and prosper in the thing whereunto you have sent it. We ask that your spirit be watered in every soul to bring forth the fruits of righteousness. Dear Lord, the things that we have been corrected about, may we never be found with it again. Lord, we ask that your grace will raise us higher than those things that will be shown, will prove, O God, that we are truly your sons and daughters. Give us revelation, help our unbelief, Lord. Thank you, Father. We appreciate the prayer session, the written ones that were read, both in thanksgiving and in requests and supplications. We have lifted them all before your throne of mercy, and we know they are receiving attention. The ones we put on the slide that we have committed into your hand, Lord, we know, O Lord, that as we do it, every Wednesday and also in our homes and private prayers, we are doing it not because you are dull of hearing, but that is what you have told us that we should ask until our joys are full. Lord, until you see them manifested, you taught us perseverance, you taught us desperation. May you help us, dear Father, never to be weary of asking. Lord, help our faith not to be weak, Heavenly Father, and take away impatience from us, O Lord. Every instrument of the enemy that I want to use to discourage us, may you take it away from us. Give us your own revelation. Give us your own faith, dear Father. And as we bring these things to manifestation one after the other, the grace to bring the testimony to the glory of your name, give unto us also. Thank you, dear Father. Lord, your servant you have used for this service, we ask that you will bless and replenish him for the virtue that has left him, O God. May you lift up the horn of his ministry. And wherever your servants have stood to minister this evening, across the nation, we ask you to bless them, Father. In other nations of the world, may your blessings be upon them, Lord. We pray, dear God, your servant that went to Bakatari, when he'll be coming back, bring him back here safely. As we proceed to go back to our homes, you brought us safely. May your presence go with each and every one of us. Those who are going to far places, take them home safely. Those who are going to nearby, take each other home safely. As we commend the night into your hand, that you give us a peaceful night rest. The rest of the week is in your hand. May your mercy and your grace abide with us. On Friday, when we are to have the communion service, we pray you bring us in our numbers and send your blessings upon us. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. for hearing and granting our petitions, because we have asked them all with faith and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. What the two families that had babies recently, they have given names to their children. That of brother and sister Shion Fagweson. Their boy, they've given two names to the boy, Gideon and Isioluwa. That's the two names that have been given to the boy. And then the girl of brother Luatobi Afolabi and the wife, I think they have about nine names that have been given to that one. Rema Oluwadunni, Favor Olabisi, Oluwafunmilayo, Deborah, Oluwanifemi, Akorede, Ifeoluwa. Well, like the pastor used to say that finally some of these names will disappear and give way to maybe about two out of it. But that's the names that they have given for now. The Lord bless you. We meet, God willing, on Friday for the breaking of bread, being the last Friday of the month. Shall we rise? Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the world. His mouths are on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. His mouths are on the sides of the north, the city of the King. Sorry, I forgot to welcome Brother Joseph to our midst. He came to the grandchild that took his name today. God bless you. Who is like unto thee? Oh Lord, who is like unto thee? Oh Lord, yes, among the gods. Oh, it's like thee, glorious in holiness and fearful in praises. You in wonders, hallelujah. All of the gods, yeah, the works of men. There is none, hallelujah, all
of men. Yes, you are the only one. Yes, there is no like all of that God, Lord that God. They are the works of men. You are the only one. There is no like you, all of that God. They are the works of man. You are the only one. Oh, there is none like you. All other God, Lord our God. They are the works of man. You are the only one. There is none like you.